Okay, let's go. Hey, this is not as worse. Where's the speaker on an MP3 player? Like, where is the recording from? Where's the speaker on this? Is there a speaker? Is there something missing in my speaker? A mic? Like, where does it go to? It's okay, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's recording now, by the way.
The mic is over there.
Okay, good, let's go. Okay. So we'll finish up this year in case you're getting tired of the Indian. We'll finish up today. We nether. So we saw that Erisin is a kinyan, it's chal in the woman that there should be ishus in her, ishus being the matzav of ishus, the reality, the metzius, the ish v'ishka, the ishus, the equivalent of rishuso by an item of moment, possession. So here there's ishus, we'll call it the reality of ishus, the metzius of ishus. So when you're makadosh an isha, it's just a kinyan, meaning it's chal that it should, that there should be ishus. Just like when you buy a chayfetz, but you didn't yet take it into your ishus. You just made a ma'aseh kinyan, so it's chal the chayfetz that it's supposed to be by him. And when you lose the ishuso through ganov, thanks to the kinyan, there's a din of the chayfetz that it's supposed to be by him. So by ishus, the kinyan tchila of erisin makes chal a din in her that she's supposed to be by him. So that obviously is the reason why there's a hava mina with that chuppah would be the al karcha, that nesuin would be the al karcha. We'll see why not in a moment. What's the maskana? Why do you need rotsum for the chuppah, for nesuin? But the reason it would be the al karcha is, this is what you have to do here. When you have a kinyan in a woman that it's chalana that she should be your wife, that there should be ishus, so when the ishus actually later is created, so it's chal as a totsaw, it's chal mikoach, you'd say. Mikoach, what was the man? Sort of like Yibum. Just like by Yibum, you can't say the reason is the al-karcha, but you find in Yibum, kind of al karcha, even ba'oinus, even b'shaygin, nobody needs kavana, you might not even need aidin, and it's all as a result of ishaykin alayman ha-shamayim, which the Rishonim explained that there's already a zika, she's already tied to him, she's already supposed to be his wife. So when she becomes his wife, you're not creating like a new entity. You're not creating a new thing. It's happening as a result of what was. So therefore it certainly makes sense that there's a Havamina that it should be the Al-Karka, to be able to be the Al-Karka, because the Ishus that's being created now is not an Ishus like by a guy where a new thing is being created. But now the Ishus is being created as a natural Totsah, we'll call it, as the Din flowering forth, as the Din happening. There's a Din, it's supposed to be Ishus. And then there is Ishus. So that is happening as a result. It's not two separate things. That's what we'll see in a moment. The Lashon HaGemara is Gemar. It completes the Kinyan. Because this is now the happening of the Kinyan. The Kinyan is reaching its natural Totsos. It's allowed to happen. So that's why you would think it's an Al Karcha.
Can you explain why it makes sense to think it's Karcha, or how Karcha would actually work?
Both. Not as both. Because what's happened, why it makes, which was the first? I could say, yeah, because you already have a kinyan in mind. But it's really, it's tiefer than that. I want you to have it's tiefer. It makes sense it can be about both. Just like by Yibum, you say, whenever you're not being mechadish something, when something is not being mechadish, but it's happening because it's an outgrowth, an outflow, a totsa'a from a din that already exists. So it makes sense that all the processes are in motion, and it could be the al-karcha. Just like we went to Rav Chaim a few months back, where he talks about being mekadesh and uber. So he talks about So we saw that, like, even if the kiddushin is not chal on the uber b'koyah, but when it is chal, it will be chal because of a din that was chal on the uber before to become a kudeshes to him. So that's not a chisron of davar shaloi bali yaylam. We saw a few months ago, we explained the chayim that way. You wouldn't be able to guess which chayim we're talking about, but that's, we said shatner of chayim that way. Whenever something's chal, not as a hischatchus, but it's chal as the result of a prior din, then it makes sense that it would be b'al karcha. It makes sense. It's not, too, and that's why the Gemara calls it gemar. You see, that's chuppah being goymer. What? We're going to talk about now that. Right now, I'm talking about ishus.
You didn't explain the having a base of base in kedusha about karcha.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Nothing of that at all.
I'm not going into that.
Okay.
I'm going after Kiddushin has to be Beretzono.
Yeah, this Gemara opinion or whatever is going on now with the Suda or even the Yibum is that the Ratzon,
The reason it's called Gemar, let me be clear.
Is this like it used in the last part of the process?
It's happening. The process is unfolding.
That we don't need to do is that's totally not needed. It's like within the Nisuah or within the Yibum, is it considered that there's still Ratzon going on here because it was infused into the process?
So that is the subtlety of difference between the way the sheep. That's the subtlety of difference between the way the Shita Mukubetza says the Teretz and the way other and the way the Marshal says it. That's what you just cleared is a very good Chakira, and that's the subtlety of difference between the Marshal and the Shita Mukubetza. Whereas the Marshal says, since there was a Kiddushin, so now the Nisuin can be Al Karcha. And the Shita Mukubetza says it somewhat differently, that since she already had Ratzon by the Kiddushin, so that Ratzon carries forth. He doesn't say that, the Feirish. But if you look in the Shita, that seems to me, you see that subtlety of difference, that the Shita is stressing that she had Ratzon b'shas the Kiddushin, not just the fact that there was a Kiddushin. So that's the Musar of Chuppah being Goyne. When the Gemara says Chuppah is Goyne, till now there was just a Kenyan, but the Rishuso was Chaser. So you're being Goymer the Kenyan. I want you to the hair. It's not just the second half. Hello? Kenyan? The Kenyan? And now comes the Rishuso. Very nice. It's Gomer the Kenyan. The Kenyan now has been fulfilled. The Kenyan's been fulfilled. What's Chal now is Chal as a result of the Kenyan. It's the Kenyan carrying through. So that's the pshat. It's Gomer. Not only is it Gomer, it's Gomer the Kenyan. The Kenyan has now seen fulfillment. The question is now, but like Nehemiah said, so wait a second, that's Ishus, but what's Chuppah? And the Gemara wants Chuppah to be Kaimer. Ravuna comes along and says, Umat Kesef She'ena Gomer Koneh, Chuppah She'gomer and Adin She'yikneh. So the Gemara wants Chuppah to be Koneh. So what's that all about? Oh. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. And I just want to go back a second. Well, we asked on the Abdallah Amar Aleph that the Gemara says, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at my paper. We're jumping. We'll get to that soon. First, I want to complete this thought. When the Gemara on the Abdallah Amar Aleph in Kiddushin says that Kiddushin is Eina Yoitzis Mershus of Lagamri, right? The Holoidom Yahayetziyah, Lahayetziyah, an Oma Ivriyah is Yoitzis Mershus of Lagamri. But a Kiddushin, she's not Yoitzis Mershus of Lagamri. So we said, but in this point in the Gemara didn't know how far about Hataras Nadarim yet. It wasn't considering Hataras Nadarim. And Adarabba, Hataras Nadarim, the Gemara calls it Yoitzis Mershus of Lagamri. So why would Kiddushin even be called a Yetziyah B'Mitzvah? The Gemara very clearly says that it's a mitzvah of the Yetziyah, it's just not Legamri. The Teretz is this din that's chal. When the chal a din that she should become someone else's wife, that there should be Ishus to someone else, that she's supposed to be Bershus, someone else, so that's a Greusa in the Rishus Ha'av, certainly. So that's the Yitziyah of which the Gemara speaks. The Gemara's teretz is that there's a Yitziyah Legamri. What does it mean, Yitziyah Legamri? That there's a din that's chal machmas the kiddushin itself, not just because. You have to understand that this is the only parsha in the Torah where kiddushin has its own din. So normally I'm saying kiddushin is a mixus yitziyah because it's chal a din that she's going to be the guy's wife. Now the Marasa of the Ubayel Mafirin and Dareha is its own parsha in Parshas Matos that by erusin. Erusin has its own din. The Baal's Mefer also. You need the Baal to be Mefer also. So that's called the Yitziyah Legamri, because there we're looking at the Kedushin not just as a precursor of the eventual Ishus, but we're saying Kedushin has a din. That of the Yubayla Mefer and the Dareha. So that's why the Gemara calls it a Yitziyah Legamri. To complete the picture of what Erusin is, in this year, it's really much more complicated and many more layers, because we're not even going to touch upon the idea that when you're Mekadosh and Isha, you're Asring her al Kuliyama Kehektish. We're not even going to go there today in this year. We're just looking at Kiddushin as the Kinyan of Ishus. We're not looking at it as he's Asring her al Kuliyama. But so with this understanding of Kiddushin as the Kinyan of the Ishus, this we already talked about. I'll just repeat it quickly. When we explained that Rav Chaim about being Mekadosh and Uber, so first Rav Chaim explains that it could be Chal and the Uber that she's supposed to become a Kudeshes. So even though she does not actually become a Kudeshes, this is the Pshat Rav Chaim. You look at Rav Chaim, this is one of the most sussing that Rav Chaim in the whole Sefer. But this is the Pshat in it. This is where Rav Abba learned in it that. So the pshat is when she actually becomes a kodesh is when she's born. It's machmas the din that was chal before in her. So that's not a chesaron of davar shaloi boli olam anymore. Then Rav Chaim goes on to say, again a very very cryptic and sosum dika few lines. He says, and even if you don't like that, but you'll assume that that's not mistavra, and she probably becomes Mekudeshes right away, and you don't like what I just said, so okay, so even if she becomes Mekudeshes right away, but there's no din ishus in her, because she's an uber, she hasn't even been born yet. So that's why Rav Chaim's point is that's why there's no Isser Chamoso. Even if the uber becomes Mekudeshes, according to the Rambam, there's no Isser Chamoso. That's Rav Chaim's point. So he says it in two ways. So the second way is also very sussum. What in the world is he talking about? So now we can understand it very simply. Because what are we saying? That Kiddushin is not a matzav of Ishus. Kiddushin is a kinyan that there should be a matzav of Ishus. Oh, but when the Rambam now goes ahead and says, when the Torah goes ahead and says, that she has a dinashus ish now, and all the arayas are usher now, so that means that that's the Lashon HaRambam. And the Rambam says, "Sheniskacha isha, afal pisha le'nichas olabesa," is an iserashus ish. So that means the Rambam sees in maybe it's the pasuk that says if you boil an arusa, so you boil an ashus ish. Maybe it's the psukim that say that the isuri arayus achal once she's mukudeshes. But the point is that the kinyan oif ishus, the kinyan that there should be ishus, is gufa a matzav of ishus. That's what you have to dehead. You want to know what kind of a matzav of ishus in it? Is it? I would call it, and this is a yisoyin kalat harakula really, it's a legal state. It's not an actual state. I once compared it, I talked about this once really, that I would compare it to, let's say, a tzuras ha-pesach. You know, you want to know if that's really a doorway. Say it's not an actual doorway, it's a legal doorway. There's a musug of a legal state in halacha, in Torah, that there's a reality, an etzem dika reality, and then there's a legal state. The briskos will call it a din pesach. Right, they'll call it a din. So if you like that lashon, so here also I'll say that it's a din ishus. The ishus doesn't exist until she's married, but you see in the Torah that when there's a kinyan oif ishus, a kinyan to become my wife, a kinyan that it's chal that she should that there should be ishus. So that's already a legal state of ishus. How do you see that? Because you see she's an ishus ish, and this is a, and you see the arayas or asur. So now Rav Chaim is beautiful. Rav Chaim saying, you know, in an Uber you don't have that. In an Uber kiddushim's chal, but the fact that it's an Uber, so there can't be not even a legal state of ishus. You don't have that final knach where the kinyan itself is considered a legal ishus, a legal ishus. There would never be actual ishus by kiddushin. Kiddushin, that's what we just spent the last two shiurim explaining, that kiddushin is not actual ishus, it's only the kinyan oif ishus. But if that goof is a legal state of ishus, so now Rav Chaim is beautiful. But that's why there's no isur chamoso on an Uber. Because in an Uber, it's not a legal state of ishus. Because you can't even have a legal state of ishus to an Uber. So that's why there's no isur chamoso chal until the Uber is born. Okay. Now we get back to chuppah. Now we'll go back to that question. If all of this is true, so then Rav Huna's even more shvet. How could chuppah be kainah? You're saying, and b'chal, what's chuppah? We talked about ishus. Bachiso lebeiso. A guy doesn't have chuppah either. He doesn't have kiddushin, he doesn't have chuppah. If you remember, we said, a gazlan, we said, okay, the owner has kinyan. It's chal and the chayfet that it's supposed to be by him. But the ganav has the reshusa. That's a b'yachon. Zelofishen yishalo, zelofishen yishalo. But we showed and we explained, and it's a double mufursum and all of shas, that really the ganav can only create the reality of reshuso also through kinyan. In other words, the Torah did not allow someone to willy nilly come along and change reshuso and change the reshuso of the item. What do I mean? What do you mean? You're saying it's reality. It's reality. It's mitzius. So how could he not? So that's not shver, because if he'd be mechuyif to give it back, he would be like a baal pikadon whose reshus is seen as an extension of the reshus of the person to whom the chayfet has to go back. Just like we say by a baal pikadon, his reshus is for the balabayas. So yad shoyim v'kiyad balabayas. So without the chiddush of kinyan gzeila, kinyan gneva, kinyan gzeila, the pshat in that is that if it wouldn't be chal in the chayfetz, that it's by the ganav of the gzeila, then perhaps, I'm speculating now, perhaps you couldn't even steal. And the mice say, you don't. You can't steal without a kinyan. If you come over and you take a chayfetz away from the owner and you don't actually do a mice, which would be considered a mice kinyan, guess what? You have not stolen it. Maybe it's like an aveda from the Bailam. You wonder if the Bailam could be makdish it. Maybe he could. Maybe it's not. Maybe he can't because the guy has no intention of giving it back to him. So maybe it's like an aveda that you can't be makdish. But it's not a gzeil. It's not chal in the zach that it's in reshus Reuven. If Reuven's the ganav, what? It's mechuyev in onsin. Torah ukme b'shusay v'schayev ba'onsen.
Shalosh
lo midas. The Torah was ukme b'shusay v'schayev ba'onsen. The Torah made the kinyan. The Torah made the kinyan. Ukme b'shusay v'schayev ba'onsen. The Torah made the kinyan exeilut. V'schayev ba'onsen. I have to steal a line from Rav Abba now. I can't go through Kol HaTorah Kula in today's shiur. I withdraw my answer. That's an inyan b'fnei atzmo. It's an inyan b'fnei atzmo. If you have a kash on me, you have a kash. It's not a kash. That's an inyan. Shalosh Hamidas is an inyan b'fnei atzmo.
No, I'm just asking, if you're saying that
I'm not ashamed to say I didn't think about it in preparation for this shiur, and therefore I don't want to answer it. It's an inyan b'fnei atzmo. This Kol HaTorah Kula, you know, I'm trying to link up as much as I can, but I can't start touching upon every prat of every link. It's Ein Sof. No, I don't mean to. So a gazlan, that's not a chiddush. I'm saying that a ganav has kinyan exile. That's a double muskel. And it's not a chiddush. I'm saying that if he doesn't do a maisa kinyan, he's not a ganav. I'm explaining the beauty of now understanding why. because his reshuso could only be, the Torah also only recognized, not also, the Torah only recognized his superimposed reshuso with a prior kinyan. The Torah didn't allow him just to willy-nilly come and create his reshuso on someone else's reshuso. So it would be an aveda maybe, but it wouldn't be a gneva. The Torah said there's a kinyan, it's taka, there's a parasha of gzela, that it's chal in the zach, that it's by, it's supposed to be, it is by the ganav b'gzela. Chuppah also is like that. Not only did the Torah demand that after Matan Torah, Tzorech sheyikne also tchila, the Torah didn't want Yisam living with a woman. The Torah wanted it should be chal in the woman that she's supposed to become your wife, yikne also tchila. But the Torah also wanted that the reshus, mamash like a ganav, the Torah wanted that her reshus should also be al yedei kinyan. In other words, if kiddushin is chal in her, that she should become your wife, chuppah is a maisa kinyan that says she is your wife. It's a, it, it creates the legality of the reshusa. That's what chuppah is. And as the Torah said, there should be a maisa kinyan, whether you need it or not. Maybe when Bia makes chuppah, maybe, no, that's not true, because you always need a maisa kinyan. In other words, the etzem atzmius of ishus is living together. And if you chase her out of the goyim, and if you chase her, and I'll bring you a raya, a beautiful raya in a moment, what I'm saying. So the chuppah is a maisa kinyan on the reshusa. Just like, but if you want to have like a slot for it, just like a ganav has to make a maisa kinyan on his reshuso, so chuppah is the maisa kinyan on the reshus. That matzav of reshuso needs kinyan. In other words, the Torah doesn't want just like a reality ishus. Not only does it have to first be chal that she should, that she's coming to you to be your wife, but the etzem ishus also has to be that it's like it's supposed to be that way. That's what kinyan shas we said in the last two shiurim. Kinyan shas that it's supposed to be this way. So there's a kinyan.
Every time someone buys it, you don't
be beautiful. And I'm going to show you in a moment, indeed. You know what, I'll jump already. Mormon doesn't have a kinyan on the reshuso. The ganav needs to because he's superimposing an outside reshuso. But when a person buys something, that's why you could steal it. You can steal it because you can steal it in the first place because there's no kinyan on the etzem reshuso. There's only the kinyan to be reshuso. That's why you could steal it. And that's why when you have a kinyan on the etzem matzav, then it's not shayach to steal it. That's why nobody could steal your wife. Because there's a kinyan on the reshuso. So you, that's why it's called me'ila. See, that's what they have by hekdesh. See, hekdesh, you have me'ila. What's me'ila? Me'ila is you're violating what I have. A ganav can't, is that a moyel? He's changing the reshuso. He's taking the reshuso and he's putting it into his reshus. There is no me'ila. By hekdesh, for example, there's me'ila because you can't make it ois hekdesh. It's hekdesh. So by you're taking it, you're violating the reshus of the hekdesh. You're violating it. You're not changing it, you're violating it. And that's why you'll find the Lashon Umala Mal B'Isha. By an Isha also you'll have Me'ila. Because if you're with her, you're violating the husband's reshus. But you can't steal it, because by Ishus, there's a kinyan on the reshus. Let me go back to the Gemara. So Chuppah Chayis is a kinyan erisin, and Chuppah is also a Maisa kinyan on the Ishus. So this kinyan needs daito. it very well could be that that's lamaskana why you do need ritzayna. Because whenever you have a maisa kinyan, you know, you're not just creating the reality by the reality starting to happen. You're shaffing the reality that it should exist formally and legally. So for that you need daita, because you're shaffing something. Oh. So now look at Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer. I don't know how you learn Kiddushin, the Kal V'Chomer really doesn't make sense. You say, Uma kesef she'ena gomer koneh, chupa she'gomer se'eno din she'tikne. So really, we say, you know, if it's a gemar, so what does it mean as a gemar? So if you explain gemar the way we did, so then it's not a kinyan. So this is a kinyan and this is a gemar. So everybody's very happy. Why should, like the Kal V'Chomer starts to now not make any sense. It's minei yubeishver. Kesef is kinyan and this is gomer. The teretz is, and that's what the gemar says, afani ovi chupa shekone ba'alma v'kone kan. Because chuppah is also a kinyan. It's a kinyan, but it's a gemar. Right? The gemara contrasts the two. It says, umat kesef she'ena gomer kone. So there's gemar and there's kinyan. So if chuppah is a gemar, Teretz says, chuppah is a kinyan chuppah. We're not talking about machnisa l'tov beiso. We're talking about chuppah. So a maisa chuppah is a maisa kinyan. Whether it's a canopy or it's if, whatever the case is, so it's a kinyan. So it's a kinyan of the gemar. It shafts the gemar. So ma kesef she'ena gomer. It's not a kinyan on the gemar, but it's a kinyan that the ishus should be. So that's the Kal V'Chomer. And if you look in the Gemara and then you say Rava, you see, I don't want to go into the nitty gritty of the shakla natari of the Gemara, where Rava then says klum chupa gomer etzelal yedei kinyan. So you'll see, you'll be able to just read the Gemara now and the whole Machlokes Abayi in Rava, why Rav Huna has a Kal V'Chomer and why he doesn't have a Kal V'Chomer. Mamish makes sense now. Like, if you just read the Gemara, you'll understand Abayi, you'll understand Rava. The aside being that Chuppah is a Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan on the Gemar. Just like a Ganav has a Kinyan on the Rishuso, so that's what Chuppah is. It's a Kinyan it's a Kinyan on the Rishusa. And that's why you have different Gemaras. Lamashal, the Gemara declares, if Yiyud is Erisin Oisa or Nesuin Oisa. Because we know it's a Maisa Kinyan. The damas is that these two Kinyonim, that it's clear there's two Kinyonim. It's clear that Erisin's a Kinyan and it's clear that Chuppah is a Maisa Kinyan for the Ishus. I would relate it, this is now, I'm saying it, I would relate it even to a different Yisoid Rav Abba has said, which we also talked about, and that's the Verin and the Zayin principle. That you have two different Chaloisin by every Chalois. You have the Chalois of becoming and the Chalois of being. Like when you turn on a light, it takes more energy, the becoming on takes more energy than the being on. When the thing changes state, that's called becoming. When the thing is in a state and it stays that way, so that's being. So he called it in Yiddish, he called it the Verin and the Zayin. In English, we called it the becoming and the being. So every Chalois has a becoming and a being. So really, I was thinking that the way he's explaining Erison and the Suin, that they're each different types of Kinyonim, it really relates to these two different ideas. Because the Kinyon Erison is a Kinyon on the becoming. Because what's chal is that she should become his wife. They should become the matzah of avishus. The kinyan of chuppah is a kinyan that it should be. It formalizes and says that the matzah of avishus should be. So really, one's a kinyan on the becoming and one's a kinyan on the being. If chuppah could function without kiddushin, if there wouldn't be a verse so the Rambam would then say that a goy goes and takes a woman and brings her into his house, and presto bingo, they're man and wife. And if he ever wants to give her a gift, if he wants to divorce her,
he throws her out of the house, or she walks out of the house, which is what the Rambam does say in Hilchos Melachim. A Jew, though, no, you can't just, say the words. You have to formalize the state, so you wouldn't say, and it has to be done through kinship. It has to be done through a formalization of it. That it's, so you have to make a maisa kinyan that it's chal, that it's supposed to be this way. I want to know philosophically, that's how I think of it. That it's not stam, it's too, marriage is too choshuv, too important, too basic, that it should just be a matzav that is created through the metzias. Now you have to do something to shock that it's supposed to be this way.
I'm really asking a question about something there's a custom. Why don't you talk about qualify as being one of the kinyanim?
You mean according to the philosophical Mahalan, why isn't chuppah enough? Maybe the Torah wants you to prepare for marriage from a custom place. The emphasis we can go cheaper into it thanks to your question and your answer. Because if you learn the sugi in Kiddushin, that according to Rav Huna, chuppah is a ma'isa kinyan of erusin. There's really a machlokas achronim in the sugya whether you would need another chuppah to make nesuah. Whether the chuppah would do both. What would the ma'isa kinyan be according to the Gemara? According to Rav Huna, would it make erusin and nesuah or not? So it could be that's the shaila. Do you need a stage of erusin first, which you must have? And you can't simultaneously. Could be that's the deal, his clerk. Now could you go ahead and perhaps simultaneously, if you find a kinyan that could, why the Torah wanted it, the Torah wanted a stage of erison.
Why?
I don't know, they used to wait 12 months before they got married.
It doesn't make sense, because it's the kinyan on the shus.
No, Rav Huna is saying it's a kinyan erison also.
Right,
but
it's a
kinyan
of
rishus
is enough.
No, chas v'shalom. He's saying that the ma'isa chuppah, he learned that from a kal v'chayim, that a ma'isa chuppah is a kinyan of erusin. Rav Huna.
How do you like that phrase
that you only need? No, absolutely not. It's for sure a kinyan on the erusin. Those are going to hold that it's both. It's a kinyan on the erusin, and it's the chuppah of the nesuin also. You'll have the, they'll be simultaneously.
Why would you need a kinyan on the shalai if you do a kinyan on the reshusa, and that alone would be the chayim of the reshusa?
That's what he just asked. So,
I'm not
the Torah, I don't have a Torah on the philosophical. It makes sense to me that the Torah wants that it should be chal and ha. Well, first of all, it's a kin, that even the becoming, it should be chal, that it's she's supposed to become. Even that shouldn't be just, that there should be a kinyan on the becoming. You want to know why? Because really, it really has to do with another Yisrael Gervanda said. I mean, it's getting really... Before you Mekadosh an Isha, she's a Pnuya. Just like before you buy an Eben, he's a Ben Chayim. So the truth is, you can't buy a Ben Chayim. So whenever you buy a Ben Chayim, you're really simultaneously making him into an Eved, and you're buying that Eved. Because Ein Domim Ben Chayim. So there's really two things going on. You're really creating a metzius of an Eved, and then you're buying that Eved. That's an Indian if they ask for. But I think the same dynamic is happening by a Pnuya also. You can't marry a Pnuya. She has to become Konui to you, just like a Ben. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's the musug, why you need a Kenyan Arison, is so that she shouldn't be a Pnuya anymore. It's just like you can't buy a Ben Chayrin, ironically, you have to make him into an Eved. So by a Pnuya also, you can't marry a Pnuya. A Pnuya is not someone you marry. A Pnuya is a person. A person, she's an Egan of Man. You can't marry a Pnuya. So you make her, so the Kenyan Arison would start that process where she's no longer a Pnuya. I want to show you. Wait, where's it? A Rambam.
You should. Rambam Allah. Where's the Rambam this week?
Over there.
So
Which is not longish fair. The Rambam says in Parakhes of Malachim, Malachim Gimel, by Yifas Toar. The Rambam says you can take an Ashes Yifas Toar, Bain Basula, Bain Ba'ula, Bain Ashes Ish, She'ain Ishus Lagoya. The Rambam says you can take the parish of Yifas Toar allows you even to take an Ashes Ish, She'ain Ishus Lagoya. Now, the Rambam B'Tayri says in Hilchos Ishus that there is Ishus L'Goya. And rather in Perek Tes, Halacha Hay, he says that if a Goy is over, if a Goy takes, a Benoyach has an Isser Eishus Ish, V'Dovak V'Ishto, V'Lo B'Eishus Chaveiro. So a Goy has Ishus, V'Dovak V'Ishto, V'Lo B'Eishus Chaveiro. So how could he say in Perek Tes, She'ein Ishus L'Goya? So now it's beautiful. He doesn't have chuppah. She'ein ishus l'goyim, he means in parakhes, he means he doesn't have a Jew's ishus, he doesn't have a formalized ishus. He doesn't have the ishus of chuppah. Chuppah, not the point. He doesn't have an ishus that was geshafen through kinyan. Not the kinyan of Erisim. Even the ishus, then he wouldn't say ein ishus. Adarabba, he says in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus that a goy has Ishus, and Hashem, then Matan Torah came along, and the Jew has to be Koina Isa Tchila, and that kinyan is called Erison. When he says here, Ein Ishus La'akum, he's saying it's not a formalized Ishus. It's a Rishuso, like it's a happenstance Rishuso. So that's, alright? So that a Yid. I don't know why a guy is over when he takes it. What? Then he wouldn't have said Ein Ishus L'Goy. If he meant there's no Kiddushin, he wouldn't have said Ein Ishus L'Goy. He would have said Ein Kinya. I don't know, Ein Kiddushin. He wouldn't have said Ein Ishus L'Akum. The Lashon of Ein Ishus L'Akum is saying that the Etzem Ishus is not a full fledged Ishus.
The
fact that there's no kedusha enough to let you take your kedusha. There's no kedusha, so there's no chayim for it to be there. So you should be allowed to take your kedusha. Why is the point of chuppah? No, I think that the point is the chuppah, that there's no din that she's supposed to be there. There's not even a din that she is there. She just happens to be there. She's grabbed there. Without chuppah, we're saying, then even the reshuso is just happenstance. It's not only is it happens since mitzvah that there was never chal, that it's supposed to be there, that it's supposed to become there, that it's supposed to be there, like, and if someone steals it, like we said by Mammon, because of your kinyan, so when someone steals it, there's this pulsating energy that it's supposed to come back to you. I'm saying a Mammon, you tapped on very good. Mammon, the reshuso has no kinyan, so to speak. The reshuso of Mammon, by a regular owner, this is very ironic, but that's the Maisa, without any Hesbarian, it's certainly true. An owner, so the Rishus can change, the Ganav can take away the Rishus, but he only takes it through Kinyan Zela. But it doesn't become the Ganav's, he gets a Kinyan on the Rishuso. See, it's borrowed by me, that's why there's no Me'ila. That's why there's Gezel. It's Shayach Gezel. Because you can take away the Rishus, and the Torah was Mechadish, Kinyan Gzeila.
Is this still assuming negative of Hankin, this whole Rambam?
No, I don't think it's still getting bad. That's only what the Rambam meant by Tzarech. I happen to think of Hankin.
What we're saying now is he's saying that it's not Shaykh by Jews.
Well, if Hankin could still maintain that it could exist, it's just it's a mitzvah to do it.
It's a mitzvah to do everything we're saying. But you can still have the guy type.
That is what he holds, that you could have the goyish of marriage. Why does that need a get? Then you should just be able to throw her out of the house. I can't defend it. I don't. I mean, I'm. I've passed against it, you know. Achrayim are machmir like him, but it's a. And that's what I would say to him, I mean, right? If he could have a goyish marriage, then you shouldn't need a get mitzad the goyish marriage. No, it's more nufshach. Even if he learns in the Rambam Tzarech, that's how he explained the Kenyan is. Okay, right. If it's just a goyish ishus, so then if she leaves the house, so then there's no more ishus. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Molochim. So what do you need a get for? So even the shita so you shouldn't need a get. Good point.
Maybe
only
that Rav
Sinuch
says that this is
gzeila
by a guy's wife.
What?
Maybe only that by a guy's wife
is not gzeila. By a guy's wife, what? The Vedavak Bishtav Lodesh was Chadera was gzeila? So what is.
Yeah,
I mean, there is gzeila. Oh, because there's no
kitchen.
I love the fact that I think Me'ila is a big Yisoy. Because Me'ila means you're violating what the other person has. So when you steal something from someone, it's not me'ila. You've taken it. But by hekdesh, you're violating, because it's for hekdesh. And that's why you find me'ila by an eshes ish. It's me'ila. Umala ma'al v'isha. Because the reshuso has a kinyan. So you can't change the reshuso.
Yeah.
How you're right. See, you're right. If she's Mazana, if she has no intention to leave the house, it doesn't mean if she physically, a guy doesn't get divorced every time his wife goes shopping. If she intends, you're right. If a goyish wife wanted to be Mazana, that's the goyish 11 without Kenyan. If a goyish wife wanted to be Mazana, she could really walk out of the house, al das, to create a divorce. She's leaving the house. And then she can go be Mazan. But she wouldn't have mind to when you talk with her. It wouldn't be so gishmak.
Eishes Shifas Nor
is a yid taking a goy's wife. So there the Rambam says, ain't Eishes Lagoy. Because from a yid's perspective, that's what I'm explaining.
You're taking her out of the house. You're just creating a divorce.
You're creating a divorce. I don't know if you could divorce a couple al karchom. If you kidnap a guy's wife, I don't know if you could create a divorce. Maybe, yeah. Now, the Rambam, maybe it's a good kasha if you ask. But the Rambam says, ain't Eishes L'goy. He doesn't say because she's divorced. Okay, that's it. Finished early today.
This is the beginning of Ksumas Tishbis here. Where is this piece?
What?
Where is this piece? This is the first one to see.
Which piece?